You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And what a couple of days we have had on the Lal Street. The green patch on the Lal Street continues to turn into a big forest. Will this continue or will we see deforestation of this green patch over the coming few days? That is the big question we're asking today. Reliance Industries and ICICI Bank, heavy hitters, were among the top seven stocks which investors can buy after today's rally, according to analysts. All these and more is what I bring to you on this compulsory exercise appointment we call Evening Walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Terrific Tuesday is what we had on the Lal Street as Sensex rallied by nearly 500 points, while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,300, registering a fresh six-month closing high. Fireworks were seen in the banking space as Nifty Bank hit a fresh record high of 28,488, led by gains in IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank and Axis Bank, all the heavy hitters of the private sector banking space coming to play today. The rally was broad-based across all sectors, barring IT, which closed mildly in the red, weighed down by a rise in the rupee against the American dollar. IT is, of course, a defensive sector. The rupee gained strength past the 70 per dollar thanks to the increase in foreign inflows and drop in yield. All the other sectoral indices witnessed healthy buying and ended very much in the green. Telecom, realty and capital goods were the top gainers in the range of 2.2 to 2.6%. In terms of specific stocks, many big large cap names hit their fresh 52-week high, which is, of course, a bullish sign. Stocks which hit a fresh 52-week high on the Bombay Stock Exchange include names like Bajaj Holdings, Divi's Laboratories, Bata India, Reliance Industries, Titan Company, Ipca Labs, UPL, Havells India, Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, among others. Among the broader market indices, the BSE Midcap ended with 0.7% gains, while the BSE Small Cap closed in line with the benchmark. The market has been moving in one direction, and that so far has been up in March. The S&P BSE Sensex has already rallied 1,668 points, while Nifty has surged 509 points in the same period. The next big question is, where should investors put their money? Well, experts suggest that momentum is likely to continue in stocks which have been hitting 52-week highs. Ashish Chaturmota, head of technical and derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management, told Money Control, and I quote, "The way breakout happened in the index, we expect action in HDFC Bank, Reliance Industries, IndusInd Bank, as well as ICICI Bank. These," he said, "are my top Nifty 50 names where a clear strong trend can be seen. The near-term target for HDFC Bank is 2,240 to 2,260 rupees. For Reliance Industries, we see a target of 1,360 to 1,400 rupees. For IndusInd Bank, we see a target of 1,680 to 1,700 rupees. In the mid-cap space, we see a strong trend in Voltas, and we see a 7 to 8% kind of uptick. One interesting trend which we have tracking is in hotel space. Indian hotels can deliver strong performance. It has already given a massive breakout, and the expectation is that 18 to 20% kind of uptick from current levels can take place," he went on to say. Of course, there's a more detailed interview with Ashish Chaturmota that our own Kshitij Anand did, where you can get more insight from what he thinks are top picks in the coming season. Here, I also have to tell you that Reliance Industries is the sole beneficiary of Independent Media Trust, which controls Network 18 Media and Investments Limited. That is out of the way. All right, some stocks that made some noise today on the Lal Street. KEC International shares rallied 6% after the company received orders worth 1,323 crore rupees across its various segments. Shares of Sharon Biomedicine was up 5% after the withdrawal of closure notice by MPCB. Deep Industries gained more than 15% after the company received a contract from ONGC. Shares of Bharti Airtel surged 5% after a news report said the company will slash its stake in Bharti Infratel. HDFC Life Insurance Company shares tanked more than 4% as the offer for sale by joint venture partner opened for subscription on Tuesday. The big news was, of course, that some of the biggest names on the Lal Street hit their fresh 52-week highs, including Reliance Industries, Titan Company, Axis Bank, Bata India, and ICICI Bank. Very quickly, a flight across the world as usual. European markets have been trading flat today on Tuesday ahead of the crucial Brexit vote in the United Kingdom Parliament. Asian markets ended higher as US stocks jumped on Monday, breaking the five-day losing streak. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 1.79% to close at 21,503.6, and Shanghai Composite of China gained 1.1% to close at 3,060.31. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index rose 1.46% to end at 28,920.87, and South Korea's Kospi jumped 0.89% to close at 2,157.18. So Nikkei 1.79% up, Shanghai Composite 1.1% up, Hang Seng 1.46%, and Kospi 0.89% up. As promised earlier, Kshitij is going to be talking to Ashish Chaturmota, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. That's coming up now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Ashish Chaturmota, Head of Technical and Derivatives at Sanctum Wealth Management. Well, welcome to the podcast, Ashish.
Hi, Kshitij.
Well, Ashish, investors must have made a huge profit if they went long in the index in March series or in the beginning of March series, and it has been a blockbuster move on Nifty since then. What is the target for Nifty that you're seeing for the March series?
So you see, in our last discussion, we mentioned that, you know, we are seeing a very strong uptick coming into the mid and small cap basket, and there we have really seen a real, outperformance of alpha getting created. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the March series, we have seen a strong breakout above this important 11,100 resistance zone. And I think if you look at clearly from the derivatives data perspective, a lot of put writing is being witnessed at around 11,000 to 11,200 zone. So I think now a new base has been created. The earlier resistance zone, which was acting as an important resistance for the markets, mm-hmm. which were around 11,000 to 11,100, is now going to be the key supports for market. And going forward, I think 11,400 to 420 output could be expected in a very short term, time frame at an index level. And more importantly, if you look at Bank Nifty has hit an fresh highs, and this is with the contribution coming from names like HDFC Bank, ICICI, even for that matter, IndusInd Bank has also started showing a good amount of uptick from lower levels. So I think this trend looks quite promising. Reliance is hitting all-time high zone with a very strong positioning in terms of open interest addition. So I think all put together, it gives us a sense that at an index level, 11,420 to 11,450 is what one can expect by the end of March. And now I think on downside, 11,100 is going to be a key support for the market.
Perfect. Now, you've talked about the index. Now, any particular stocks which are showing signs of a breakout and are looking poised for a big move in near future?
So, we discussed in last our conversation about mid and small cap. Now, I think since the way the breakout has happened at an index level, you might see a strong uptick coming in names like HDFC Bank, Reliance, IndusInd Bank, and ICICI Bank. So these are my top Nifty 50 bets where I think there can be a clear strong trend which could be witnessed, and in next 1 to 2 weeks time frame I'm expecting these stocks to show a very strong traction. So I think going forward, HDFC Bank, I think positionally 2240, 2250 could be a target one can expect. Reliance 1360 to 1400 zone could be seen. And as I mentioned about the other private sector bank, IndusInd Bank is one stock which is looking very strong for 1680 to 1700 as an upside target. In the mid cap arena, I think a stock like Voltas is looking very, very promising. Here we have seen a very strong breakout on a weekly and monthly chart frames. So, here one can expect 7 to 8% kind of uptick. The mid-cap, private sector banks like DCB Bank can really show a good amount of strength from current levels. And one interesting trend which we are witnessing is in hotel space. So I think here you can see Indian Hotel as one stock which can really show a strong outperformance, because stock has given us massive breakout on a monthly chart frame. So here one can expect at least 18 to 20% kind of upside from current level.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Ashish.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashish and Kshitij, for that. That's everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. Will the green streak continue tomorrow on Dalal Street? Will the bulls running rampage on Dalal Street be given chase by bears tomorrow? Time will, of course, address all of that, and we will give voice to what happens on Dalal Street. For all of that and more, and to equip yourself with all the knowledge you need before going into the markets, meet us tomorrow first thing in the morning with your sneakers and comfortable athleisure wear when we take a morning walk down Dalal Street. In the meanwhile, you can also write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Meera K. Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.